to the political cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
Welcome, everyone, to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. I'm your host, James Edwards, joined in studio tonight by none other than Winston Smith, the only member of the hosting staff who wasn't on air with us last week. Winston, how are you tonight?
I'm very well. I'm just emailing Art Frith and telling him that you're a man skank.
Well, I'm sure Art will enjoy that conversation. You know, the chief loves to razz. The chief loves to razz.
I'm doing very well tonight. I'm very pleased to be on the air with you and with all the good RBN listeners and the good political cesspool audience. Always a pleasure.
All around the world they hail from. Of course, here we are once again. In March now, we have survived to broadcast another month, and the clock just keeps on rolling. Winston, 4 years, nearly 4.5 years now we've been on air, and every month that passes is another month we've endured. And I think that's a testament to our longevity and to the support of our listenership for sure. And it's great to be coming with you again tonight, ladies and gentlemen, from AM 1380 WLRM Radio, our flagship studio right here in Memphis, Tennessee, where a week ago tonight there was snow everywhere, and a lot of it, about a foot of snow we had, Winston, one of the biggest snows in recent history here in the Mid-South. And today it's 75 degrees as we sit here in the comfortable confines of WLRM Radio. Did you have an opportunity to enjoy the snow last week?
Oh, yes, I did. And it's just one of those wonderful anomalies living here in the Mississippi Delta. The weather here does some funny things. Thanks to that big bucket of water that's just a little bit west of us, but it was unexpected, and it was very pleasant. I had a good time with it. It didn't last very long too, so we didn't have to get sick of it.
The snow is actually stuck on the ground for a couple of days, but it warmed up almost the day after the snow. I can remember, of course, last week at this time it was still snowing, it was still accumulating, and then I didn't have a chance to go out and play in it because, obviously, of the show and the work schedule. But the next day was a different story. My wife and I, her sister, my little niece, a couple of cousins, my brother, big snowball war. We made a muddy snowman, captured the flag in a little fort. It was a beautiful sight.
Yeah, we went out to a field and we built a couple of snowmen, and I got to blow them up with my potato cannon.
That's the way we do it around here when it snows, ladies and gentlemen, in the political cesspool. I guess that's enough talk about that, Winston. Unfortunately, work must intrude. We're going to have a great show for everyone tonight, Winston, as you well know, as we always do. A couple of great guests, a couple of our favorite guests. Joe McCutcheon coming on first, right after our first break here, and a little later on in the program, Reverend Ted Pike, who has accumulated, like the snow, more appearances on this program than any five guests combined, I think. But it's always great to have Ted on. We're looking forward to him and Joe. Joe, a very close friend of mine. Same goes for Ted. So it's going to be a love fest tonight in the cesspool as we bask in the glow of hate. And we're going to kick it off right after this when we return on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Settled in, everybody. Buckle up. Hold on tight. The cesspool returns right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
77 Sunset Strip. Go to drinkjujube.com. That's drinkjujube.com, and find out what two dangers you really do face today and how drinking the juice of the jujube fruit protects you against both. The jujube fruit has been used in Chinese medicine for almost 4,000 years. At drinkjujube.com, find out why thousands of people, including football star John Elway, featured there in a CBS TV interview, are drinking every day the energizing juice of the powerful, concentrated, free radical-fighting nutritional drink of jujube, plus seven other highly acclaimed fruits and berries, 12 essential vitamins, and 68 minerals, all in highly absorbable, bio-ready, convenient one-ounce servings. In today's fast-paced, stressful, toxin-filled environments, you need the extra edge to stay that cut above. DrinkJujube.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi there. The Political Cesspool listeners are well-informed and proactive. Have you heard much about the killer MRSA in your area? Here's some information I'll bet you didn't know much about. We've come across doctors who don't know. Visit 12diseases.com, where you'll find an ebook about how to protect your child from the 12 diseases your mother never told you about. Guard parent. Things like deadly MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, rampant in hospitals, schools, and clinics, or Chagas, known well south of the border, and many others we might have heard about, but think, we don't have to worry about that. This is not some encyclopedia or complex medical book. You'll learn quickly about 12 emerging or re-emerging diseases that have horrible consequences for the health and well-being of your children. It's written in a plain, easy-to-read format that anyone can understand. That's 12diseases.com.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Kicking off the show now into high gear, it's my pleasure to welcome our first guest for the evening, a man who needs no introduction to this audience. He's been making appearances on this program since its very inception, back in 2004 and 5. Joe McCutcheon. Joe administers the website ArkansasFreedom.com, a very valuable resource that I encourage you all to go take a look at. Joe's also a widely known advocate for America First immigration reform. He's a frequent analyst on this program and makes regular appearances as a political commentator on talk radio programs across the country. Joe, welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
Good evening, James. It has. I hope this finds you and your lovely wife, Danny, in fine spirits.
Well, it does. And as a matter of fact, when she found out you were going to be on the show this week, she wanted me to send you her best regards, as did our station announcer, Art Frith. So all the love from our family to yours.
Thanks so much.
Hey, Joe, big question right off the gate here. Did you get any of the snow last week?
Oh, James, not really. We haven't had a snow in Arkansas, at least in the western part, this year. Matter of fact, a couple of years we haven't had any.
I guess all the we were talking about it in the first segment there. I guess all the listeners in the mountains and in the north think we're a little strange for commenting so remarkably about snow, but it just doesn't happen that often in the south. And
when I was connected
all the way over there to you,
when I was connected to your program, you were talking about snow. I thought you were talking about politicians.
No, well, we're about to do that though. Now that you mention it, Joe, you know, as I mentioned in your introduction, and it's no exaggeration, you're on a lot of talk radio shows talking about a lot of subjects. And so, with our short time with you tonight, I'd kind of like to run the political spectrum. But first of all, I want to talk to you about an issue that we covered for the first hour of last week's show. And what prompted me to cover the issue of the sovereignty movement was, in fact, an email I got from your list that had announced that Representative Key out of Oklahoma had spearheaded the actual first passage of such a resolution. And we kind of looked at all, we read the resolutions, and we commented that many of the states are following suit, and now upwards of almost, I think, half the country is passing or intending to pass some sort of sovereignty resolution that basically says they don't like what the government's doing, and they're going to invoke the Ninth and Tenth Amendment to state sovereignty. Now, it all sounds great, Joe, but what's your gut feeling on this? Because you've got a pretty accurate political barometer.
Well,
could the states really come up with something that is this good, or is it more posturing?
Are we specifically talking about the Tenth Amendment, the Electoral College? This is what I'm most familiar with, James. The General Assembly of Arkansas has convened, and it's been up and running for the past 3 weeks. We have another, golly, probably 6 or 8 weeks, and it's been totally destructive. They're trying to do away with the Electoral College, which is just devastating. I understand there's probably 32 or 33 more states that have endorsed that, doing away with the Electoral College, and I'm fearful that most people, and that includes many, if not most, of our lawmakers, have really no conception of what the Electoral College embodies and the purpose of it. But the mere fact that the legislatures would come up and put in a bill to desecrate the Electoral College puts them at cross sabers with our founders. And I've just, the arrogance just absolutely overwhelms me. And then the 10th Amendment, they're trying to, there are many states trying to implement the 10th Amendment in what it was to do, and that simply was no federal involvement in our state unless the Constitution calls for it. And the Constitution calls for a very limited activity by the federal government, as you know. So the word sovereignty comes into play here. The legislature seems not to understand, and I'm speaking from an Arkansas perspective, that we are the United States of America, not the United State of America. And then what really dissolves, in my judgment anyway, the ability for the federal government to tell us anything. They have been involved in so many, many criminal activities, and too numerous to mention. But the one thing, the biggest thing that this federal government was set up for was to defend our borders. And they have refused to do this. And, of course, this is all by design. And we consequently become, I'm sorry to say, we're on the throes of becoming really a nation of immigrants instead of a nation with immigrants. And so there was some movement. Now, if I'm getting diverse here and you want to file another course, please tell me.
Well, let me just read this, Joe, because, like I said, I'm still trying to examine all the ins and out of this.
Okay.
You know, it takes – you really got to take in a lot of different sources and read a lot of information on a matter before you can draw a conclusion. But with regard to the sovereignty – and then we're going to branch out, and I do want to talk to you about immigration, of course, and particularly what's going on there in Arkansas before we lose our time with you. But here's what – and this was the email that you sent me last week. It was written by Jerome Corse, and we covered it last week for an hour, so we're not going to revisit it too extensively here. But basically, here's the story. Oklahoma's House of Representatives is the first legislative body, Corse writes, to pass the state sovereignty resolution this year under the terms of the 10th Amendment. It was passed 83-13 in the State House of Oklahoma. And here's how it reads, Joe. The state of Oklahoma hereby claims sovereignty under the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States over all powers not otherwise enumerated and granted to the federal government by the Constitution of the United States. It also has language that serves notice to the federal government to cease and desist, effective immediately, mandates that are beyond the scope of these constitutionally delegated powers. Now, all that sounds good to me. Am I reading this wrong?
Oh, no, you're reading it perfectly right. And this bill has been introduced in Arkansas. And the Democrats, who predominate in Arkansas and always have come out in a strong force against the replication of what's going on in Oklahoma. And they're using the cease and desist as the two terms that they won't accept, they being the Democrats. And so there's other terminology being used. So the bill is being rewritten this weekend with changing up the language in the bill. I'm fearful that it dilutes the quality of the bill that we're trying to get through in Arkansas, and I don't think for one minute we can. But the folks in Oklahoma say it's imperative that we get a bill introduced over here, regardless of how it becomes diluted. And I agree with that because it serves as an educational tool. It tends to get the electorate to thinking some. And what my issue this year, and among others, but I put together a campaign that has to do, again, and I'm deviating from what you're asking, but I think this is extremely important that your audience understand. Every state has a state agency that's called, in this case, it's the Arkansas Contractors License Board. And this board is the board that goes out, obviously, and licenses contractors. Now, there was a bill introduced in the Arkansas legislature to fine any contractor that was hiring illegals or appeared to be hiring illegals, and the fine is ludicrous, was $300 per head. Now, so the administrator of the Arkansas Contractors License Board testified before the House, the Arkansas House, and said that it was not necessary, the $300 fine. He has five agents under his wing, and last year he only got three calls identifying contractors who were hiring illegals. Well, that immediately provided the genesis to me to create a radio spot and on what he said. Number one, to make sure that he gets several thousand calls this year, and to make him enforce his administrative capacity. On his website, here's the statement he makes, and this was the other thing that put me to work on it. We work hard. He's talking about the License Bureau. We work hard to protect the public. He's not doing anything to protect the public. Then he goes on and says, and serve the industry. He's serving the industry very well. So let me briefly read this one-minute spot. And the way I want, every state in the union can enact this type of campaign to let the electorate, the citizens, know that there's a phone number they can call. They all have them. And report these contractors who are hiring illegals and stealing our citizens' jobs and costing us billions as we speak. And I hope your Arkansas listeners will log on to this number I'm going to give, and if they'll log on to ArkansasFreedom.com, everyone, the last 10 or 15 postings address this in detail, and you can see what we're doing.
Hey, Joe, I tell you what, we got 30 seconds to break. I'm going to, if you don't mind holding on, because I want to pick up with this, because it's an important campaign and initiative that you're launching there in Arkansas, and I know we have listeners in Arkansas. I'm going to actually try to email that ad over to our board operator during the break, and if we can, we'll just play it live. Otherwise, we'll read it, but either way, we'll pick up with you and your activities in Arkansas. Battling illegal immigration right when the political cesspool returns in just a moment. Sit tight, everybody.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Now let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. James Edwards and Winston Smith here with you in studio tonight as we broadcast the political cesspool from our studio in Memphis, Tennessee, across the country via the internet and our affiliate stations on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you appreciate the work, effort, and message of the Political Cesspool radio program, don't forget to keep us in mind with your financial considerations by donating online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Our first guest for the evening, still on with us as well, Joe McCutcheon of ArkansasFreedom.com. That's www.arkansasfreedom.com. We were talking with Joe in the first segment about the sovereignty movement and then used that as a springboard to segue into a discussion about his efforts to curtail illegal immigration in Arkansas. He mentioned that he has solely funded a extensive statewide radio ad, and we're going to play it for you now. So listen up, and then we're going to allow Joe an opportunity to talk a little bit more about it. Mike, if you have that file, let's go ahead and air it.
Arkansans, it's the law. 8 U.S.C. prohibits the hiring, transporting, housing, aiding, and abetting of illegal aliens. It's a felony, and all law enforcement is required to arrest offenders. Call Greg Crow, administrator of the Arkansas Contractors License Board. He said he only got 5 calls last year dealing with illegal aliens and contractors. Pick up your phone and report contractors suspected of employing illegal aliens at 501-372-4661. That's 501-372-4661. Confidentiality is assured. Crow's Board needs only to verify and report to any law enforcement agency such as the Arkansas State Police or ICE in order to comply with 8 U.S.C. Sections 1324, 1325, and 1644. Corporations and illegals are stealing our jobs and costing us billions. Be sure to report them today at 501-372-4661, or for more information, visit ArkansasFreedom.com.
All right, Joe. Five people reported illegal aliens working in the state of Arkansas last year to the appropriate authorities. That seems staggeringly low. That's what prompted you to fund the airing of that ad, is it not?
Exactly, because they didn't know who to call. And this is what I'm doing, is giving this number. And I'd let you know that this spot is being run on ESPN and a major station in Little Rock, a major political station. 2 days after it ran, I got a call from Greg Crow, who he did not want his name used or the phone number given. And I'm sure that was passed down from Mike Beebe, the governor, and they're going to use everything they can in their mind to get this killed. But I'm just as dedicated to continuing these spots. My spots cover about two-thirds of Arkansas, and I'd like to read you right quickly what a posting that came on the website just a short time ago. I and a co-worker of mine have called this number, the one that we just gave you on the spot, and we were given 2 different numbers to call, and we were told that if we filed a false report, we would be prosecuted. This, I believe, was intimidation, so we would not report anything. I had a very good, and I won't go any further with this, but you see the links that they're willing to go to. Now, when Crow called the radio station to get the name of my name as publishing these or underwriting these spots, he asked to speak to whoever were paying for the spots or whoever represented me. I immediately told them to keep the spots running. I would not be intimidated. I wanted them to run as such. And in the meantime, I called an attorney and had the attorney call Crow. I was not in any mental capacity to talk to this bum. And in any case, he was very polite. He said he was trying to educate these contractors. They were working on thin ice, walking on thin ice, in hiring illegals. And I instructed my attorney, you call him back and you tell him that I'm trying to undergird what he's trying to do. Of course, he hadn't tried to do any of that. But the thing is to put the spotlight on these people for not doing their job. Taking care of their sworn constitutional obligations. They're just making a mockery out of the rule of law. So this is a good example of what these people will do on this immigration issue, which is destroying the very lifeblood of our country, and as I said, stealing our jobs and costing us billions, and it's all by design. And if we elect, we just cannot elect another one of these incumbents at any level.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, probably it's repetitive to say this now, and you don't need any convincing, but this is what Joe McCutchen does. And I've known Joe for a number of years now, and I'm happy to say that. And he has done this consistently, you know, funding initiatives out of his own pocket. You know, this is everybody from every elected scumbag in Arkansas, from the governor on down, knows who Joe McCutchen is because he educates the people and he gives them hell on behalf of the people. And I'm telling you, this is what it's going to take. It's going to take activities like this. And Joe, I am so proud that this is getting off the ground, and it's causing them some heartache, and people are beginning to get the information that they would have never had provided to them otherwise, to try to curtail this illegal alien invasion. I mean, this is a good initiative.
But you see how easily our people are intimidated. Of course, they run small businesses. They're in competition with criminals, both elected and the illegals themselves.
Hey, Joe, I don't mean to interrupt. Just set tight. We got to go to break, and then we're going to wrap up with you on the other side, give you plenty of time to finish your thought. Just set tight, my friend.
Here we come, walk down the street. We get the funniest looks.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we're
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are two major factors that sell products: sex and fear. Let's talk about this. Life Change Tea will not enhance your sexual drive other than help you to live longer to enjoy it. And when it comes to the subject of fear, don't buy Life Change Tea because you fear. Buy it because you understand. Life is too short to enjoy from a hospital bed or a pine box. This nation is at its peak of unhealthiness. It's your decision, not ours. Life Change Tea is the alternative to sickness. No fear, just fact. Walk with the few that know. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. Get the tea and live.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
And those phone lines are open, ladies and gentlemen. Opening on... As I untie my tongue, I will tell you that we're opening up those phone lines right now. And before we go to the phones and take a couple of calls, we want to wrap up our time with our first guest, Joe McCutcheon, who you've been able to learn more about his most recent initiative in Arkansas. And we want to turn the floor back over to you, Joe, to make some concluding remarks.
Well, quickly, I would urge my Arkansas citizen friends not to be intimidated by these brutes. Confidentiality is assured, and it's so stated in the spot. So don't let these bums scare you off. And I would hope that your national audience would use the website, my website, ArkansasFreedom.com, to see what we've constructed here and how we run it. And it's just, we've got to do it nationally. It puts a spotlight on these bums, and they cannot stand that. That's what they don't want, their name or any negative way. So that's basically what I, and by the way, one other thing, I will be FOIing, filing Freedom of Information, clauses to this agency to see, to extract all the information I possibly can from them. They don't like that, and they're very devious in the way they answer. But filing FOIs does not cost a dime. Anybody can do it, and they can use my website, as a framework for doing it. I've got numerous FOIs. They use those any way they'd like. And I hope we will get out of the attitude of whispering and to ourselves and talking and complaining. And we've got to become proactive, and there are many legal ways we can do it. We just have to expose these criminals from top down.
Well, Joe, before you go, give out that website one more time. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, with my strongest endorsement, follow this man's example. He's a man that gets things done, and he proves that everybody can do their part. Joe, what's that website?
The website is arkansasfreedom.com.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Do yourself a favor and check that out. And, Joe, thank you for coming on with us. I am already counting down the days until our paths cross again.
Thank you so much, James, and good night.
Take care. Joe McCutcheon, everybody. A great friend and a true American patriot. Winston, I know you were sitting there just sitting back and listening to Joe, but, I mean, I'm telling you, this is a guy that proves that if everybody does their part, I do my part, you do your part, our listeners do, you know, Joe's a guy, this is a guy that if he can do it, anybody can do it. And he has been doing it for a long time. I'm telling you, I love hearing his stories.
He is he's one of those men that...
He makes a difference.
When he starts talking, everybody else just... If they need to shut up and listen, or they just need to give him the respect due a man who has done the work that everybody should be doing. The thing that's special about Joe McCutcheon is he's really no one special. He's just an ordinary guy who sees his life being threatened, and he is doing what needs to be done to protect himself and his family, and thereby protecting the rest of us. You said it rightly, James. We need to follow this man's example. I'm so glad he's on our side. He'd be a terrible foe.
Well, I'm telling you, if every town had a handful of Joe's McCutcheon, this thing would turn around overnight. People who are informed and know how to make things happen proactively. It's an example that we should all follow, that's for sure. And it makes, you know, I'm sorry to say, I think in some ways it makes our efforts on the cesspool even pale in comparison, although we try to do the best we can every day. Joe's a guy who relentlessly hounds the forces of darkness, and I don't think that's putting it too strongly. He's a great guy. Check out his website, ladies and gentlemen. You'll learn a lot. But Winston, I mean, this show is just getting started tonight. A lot more to talk about, and I want to go over a couple of things with you, Winston, real quick, and then we're gonna have some fun here before Ted Pike comes on. Things just keep getting worse, it seems. Did you see the stock market went under 7,000 the other day? 7,000 points. I mean, can you believe that? I guess you can believe it, but I remember about 10 years ago or 11 years ago, however long it was, it seemed unimaginable that it would ever go over 10,000 points, and it did, and it stayed there for a while. And it is just plummeting and continues to plummet, even with the Black Messiah in office.
I like the way that... That the Obama administration is saying that the stock market is not really the kind of indicator that they want to use for the economic condition of the country. And yet, should the stock market start climbing again, you're going to see the Obama administration all over it saying, see, we knew it would work. Look at the stock market.
It's crazy. But, you know, this stimulus... it's Obama. I don't know how many trillions he can spend above that which he doesn't have. But, you know, with what they're proposing, they could pay off every mortgage in the country, I believe. And they could pay off everybody's house note, you know. But instead, they're bailing out the banks. I just wonder how low it can go. I mean, how low will it go?
The root cause, or one of the big root causes of the economic meltdown, has been the mortgage meltdown, the mortgage sector. And that happened because people signed those ridiculous adjustable rate mortgages. And when the terms of those mortgages changed, people were not able to absorb it. They're not willing to absorb it. Folks, an adjustable rate mortgage is an open-ended contract. It's a contract that obligates you to terms that are going to change, but you don't know how they're going to change. And they will change. And when you sign that, it's not like you're giving a lender a signed blank check. It's like you're giving them a whole stack of signed blank checks. And, you know, James, here in the South, we have a saying or a phenomenon. And it goes like this. Hey, y'all, watch this. Now, James, you and I know, in fact, everybody in the South knows that whenever you hear somebody say, "Hey, y'all, watch this," the person who says it is about to be hurt or embarrassed or something like that. Well, signing an adjustable rate mortgage is the financial equivalent of, "Hey, y'all, watch this." And the stimulus packages, they are the national economic equivalent of, "Hey, y'all, watch this." And we are all going to pay for it. Usually when someone utters those infamous words, it's the idiot who utters them who's going to get hurt. But in this case, our national representative, Barack Hussein Obama, has said, "Hey, y'all, watch this," and we are all going to pay for it. This is nothing less than economic eminent domain. And it's taking money from people who earned it and giving it to people who have squandered money. It's the same thing that's going on in Zimbabwe under Robert Mugabe.
Mm-hmm. Is that not a great parallel?
I guess we could call all this Obamugabunism.
You come up with new words and the listeners love it.
Obamugabunism. How about that? It's communism like Obama and Mugabe. Obamugabunism.
We make our own language here in the cesspool. Privilege you get by being a cesspoolian.
But James, this whole all of this stimulus, the stimulus package, it is financial. It is economic eminent domain. That's all there is to it.
How could you spend so much? I mean, how could you even find so much to spend it on? It's amazing the mentality that these people have.
I want to know where that money was to begin with.
Well,
where are they getting it?
Exist,
they have
these
trillions upon trillions of dollars. Where were they? Where did they come from?
They weren't under my couch cushions, I guarantee you.
It's not in the mason jars buried in my backyard, I know that.
Well, now that I know that they're there, that's where me and my pickaxe are going tonight. But
bad choice of words on my part.
Looking for me in the backyard at the Winston Estate. But listen, the only thing that causes me to cringe more than listening to Obama speak, and you know, he comes up with a new initiative a day. Every day there's a new program or a new spending bill or something he's doing that's wrong. You know, I guess that's so elementary it almost isn't worthy of being broadcast, the fact that Obama by his very nature is going to do everything wrong. I guess we know that, but just in seeing the Dow go under 7,000 for the first time since, you know, however long it's been, the 80s, early 90s, it's calls for distress, but no more so. The only sideshow better than the Obama administration, and we're going to talk about this. I'm just going to give you a little teaser now. We're not going to talk about it just yet because I have some other degeneracies to talk about. But at the top of the second hour, before Ted Pike comes on, we are going to talk about the biggest sideshow in the American political spectrum right now, and that is Rush Limbaugh versus Michael Steele. Have you been following this at all, Winston?
Oh, I have, and I like the cartoon that was in our newspaper this morning. It showed a picture of Obamugabe dressed up as a Roman citizen, and there are these Roman columns around him, and he's playing a fiddle, and the music on the stand in front of him says something about Rush Limbaugh, and behind him there's all these flames. You know, it's like Nero fiddling while Rome burned. We have all these problems, and these people are arguing about Rush Limbaugh, for crying out loud.
Well, these are the Republicans, you know.
Yeah.
That are so upset. We'll get to that in the second hour. If you don't know about Michael Steele, and if you've listened to this show for over 2 weeks, you know what we're talking about, the black puppet head honcho of the GOP now. I mean, what a ridiculous, my God. If you thought that they ran their campaign to lose, now they're committing political suicide in front of everyone to watch. It is so agonizing, and I hate the Republicans almost as much as I hate the Democrats.
Our good friend John Tate wrote an excellent essay in which he said that it seems like the Republicans are trying to match the Democrats minority for minority.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, well, again, we're already talking about it too much. I don't want to give away the story. Just stay tuned for the top of the second hour. We'll fill you in on the latest drama since our last broadcast between Michael Steele, the black Republican chairman, and Rush Limbaugh. Sickening stuff. What a joke the Republicans have become. I mean, you thought they were bad when they elected Dole to, or nominated Dole to be their presidential candidate. You thought McCain was bad, you know, going out and doing everything he could to lose against Obama. Well, they've become even worse than that. They find ways to sink to lower depths. It's just, we'll talk about it the second hour. But Winston, I got something for you. You know, we've talked about movies a lot the last couple of weeks with Merlin Miller and, of course, Craig Boddicker a couple of times. I wanted to wait and talk about this with you. I could have brought it up with Merlin. I could have brought it up. Well, I couldn't have brought it up with Merlin. He was on the week, the day before the Academy Awards. I could have brought it up last week with Boddicker and Bill Rowland and Eddie, but I didn't. The Harvey Milk stuff. All right. I mean, you saw Sean Penn go up there after he received the rigged Academy Award. Whatever the most perverted crap out of Hollywood's what wins. And this time it happened to be the documentary or whatever about Harvey Milk, the first openly homosexual elected official in San Francisco. Well, now, you know, they're pushing for his birthday to be a holiday. And Harvey Milk, of course, again, the homosexual Jew that was murdered by Dan White in 1978, the first out homosexual elected to public office. Now, ever since, he's been a hero to liberal Jews and to homosexuals. And now Sean Penn, another Jew who just won an Oscar for playing Harvey Milk in a movie, and Mark Leno, another Jew who was the first out homosexual elected to the California Senate, they want Harvey Milk's birthday to be a state holiday. And, Winston, what do you think? You think it's going to happen?
Yes, I do. Yeah. To ask the question is to answer it. It seems like, granting a national holiday is the method of choice of lionizing absolute degenerates.
It's following in the footsteps of Michael King, that's for sure. And, you know what's so bad about it? I mean, it's not even what they're doing, okay? It wasn't Sean Penn getting up there and saying all the churches that encourage their congregants to vote against Proposition 8 in California were going to be shamed by their grandchildren. We've got to overcome this bigotry and hatred in the churches and all that stuff. That's a typical liberal line. I mean, you can't expect a left-wing Zionist like Sean Penn to be any better than that, okay? But I tell you what, I hope it passes, because our people deserve to have it passed, because we are so weak and so wimpish. I mean, there is nothing that the liberals and the Jews and the degenerates won't do to overtake our people, but yet we still are conflicted with this notion that if we play fair and if we play by the rules, whatever happened, come what may, we will have been the honorable ones. Well, I'm telling you, that's the kind of mentality that's gotten us beat in every single skirmish since the Civil Rights era. And if our people don't get a little more hardcore, and I'm not talking about going out and doing anything violent or anything like that, but listen, I mean, we ought to at least have enough courage to go out and physically demonstrate, talk, do something, and instead of, you know, passively voting our mind behind the confines of a polling booth, if we even do that. I mean, do you see what I'm getting at, Winston?
Of course I do, and you couldn't be more correct. We take shot after shot after shot. It seems like every particle of decency is under attack, and it seems like the most degenerate among us win. It's sometimes I'm at a loss to explain it. There is no depth to which our enemies, and make no mistake about it, they are our enemies. There's no depth to which they will not sink. There is nothing that is unthinkable to them. If they can find some even small victory, they will take it, because they know that a lot of small victories equal one big victory. And
of course, I'd say our people are too afraid to be politically incorrect to do anything right. I mean, you know, as we said on the Political Cesspool blog, once Harvey Milk's birthday becomes not just a California holiday, but a state holiday, even though it's pushed by Jews like Sean Penn and Mark Leno, you'll have Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all these other people blaming it on, you know, the Islam or something stupid like that had nothing to do with it. And all the Republicans will just say, oh, yeah, you know, we're just too stupid to win, I think. I think our people are just too – I don't know what their problem is.
Republicans.
We've got a lot of people have got a big problem. There's no reason why European Americans, who still, as bad as this country is now, 70% of the population we still are, there is absolutely no reason that we should lose every damn fight we get in. There is something wrong with our people, and I think we are far too nice and far too wimpish.
You're absolutely right, James. We tend to want to do the honorable thing, and as long as we are content to do the honorable thing and lose with honor, our enemies are more than happy to allow us to lose with honor as long as we lose.
We're about to have to go to break, but our enemies aren't concerned with honor or nobility or laws, as long as the laws, you know, play to their liking. I mean, you can't. That's like, well, we'll pick it up after the break. You can't fight. You can't be restricted by these things when they don't allow themselves to be restricted by. We're going to take a break. We'll pick it up there when we return. Sit tight, everybody.
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
You never know when an emergency will strike. Whether it's a hurricane, tornado, blizzard, or earthquake, everyone listening to me right now could find themselves without food and power with little or no advance warning. With over 14 years' experience, Ready Made Resources stands ready to assist you to be prepared. The Katahdin Vario Microfilter is a lightning-fast water filtering system that removes waterborne bacteria and cysts, and it also improves the taste of water. Ready Made Resources carries Mountain House Foods, the number one lightweight, compact, great-tasting food choice that you should have stored away as part of your emergency preparedness kit. There's free shipping on both of these items. For more information, go online at www.readymaderesources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809. Ready Made Resources is here to help you be prepared.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
And now let's return to the political cesspool.
Winston, of course, at the beginning and end of every commercial break, you hear staff announcer Art Frith, and I'm talking to the chief right now via instant message here at the studio, and he wanted me to remind you that Paula Zahn's last words were, "Hey, y'all, watch this." Yeah. Okay, we were talking about Harvey Milk. Anyway, a sign of things to come. And then just to see it out there, I guess I brought that up just to lament the fact that can you believe? I guess you can believe it. Just about everything else that could go wrong has. But, I mean, you know, you've got the judiciary out there in California saying they're going to overturn or consider overturning the vote of the people. I mean, Orwell couldn't have even gone that far.
No. George Orwell would be standing aghast at what he would see going on now. And you're exactly right, James. The judges in California are going to overturn the will of the people as expressed in a legal, fair election.
Now, this is my ignorance asking this question, but would that be a precedent? Would that be a first in this wicked country of ours?
I think the voters in California had voted on this very thing not too long ago, and it won, and it was overturned by judges. And now they're visiting it again, only this time they were very careful to avoid any federal issues, so it cannot be taken up in the at the Supreme Court level, but it can certainly be taken up in the California judiciary. And folks, do you honestly believe that they are not going to overturn it? Here you have an election. It was an election. The will of the people was expressed, and the people said, "No, we want marriage restricted to one man and one woman." It was a fair and free election, and judges are now putting the voters on trial. Did you hear that? Judges are deciding whether or not all these voters, the majority of Californians who voted, are basically civil criminals. They are on trial for a civil criminal infraction. And these judges are going to say, this is what you think. What you think is criminal. It is wrong. You cannot do this. And perhaps Ted Pike will address this as well. But again, at its simplest, most elemental level, this is nothing more than the will of the people expressed in a fair and free election being overturned by non-elected, non-accountable activist judges. This is something, James, that just 50 years ago would have been absolutely unthinkable.
And that is not a long time for the evolution, if you want to use the word, of such evil.
And yet, this kind of thing is commonplace, where judges overturn the will of the people, where judges, unelected and unaccountable, make law. That would have been absolutely unthinkable not too long ago, but now it is commonplace.
Sit tight, Winston. I hear bells. We'll be right back.
Don't go away. Hour number two of tonight's installment of the Political Cesspool comes your way right after these messages.
With recent internet